Hey guys, hope you are doing good. And Zappa came to come and say hi. Say hi.
Yeah.
Give the microphone a sniff. Hey guys, everybody on Audio Mo, how are you guys doing today? I hope you are doing well. And I hope everybody is having a good day. It's Friday, TGIF. Yay. So, I hope day 11 is kind to you, and hope the weather is good where you are. Over here, it's hot, hot, hot. There's really no other way I can explain it. It's just super, super hot. Okay, so for today, I want to challenge anyone who listens to go out and try a peach. If you can't get a peach, get a fruit that you love eating in the summertime. Do you remember when you were, you know, a child, and one of the really awesome, you know, and I think this is pretty universal, no matter what part of the world you're in, you know, grown-ups would give you a fruit, or you were fortunate to have a peach tree in your house, or you were, or an orange tree or whatever. You were fortunate to have that. Or, you know, people would bring fruit from the market and you would grab fruit and, you know, take it outside and enjoy it. And the juice would run down your chin. And, you know, those little memories of childhood that some people really, really miss out on. One of those people, unfortunately, was my husband. So he had told me recently that he loves peaches, because I'm trying to get him to put more fruit in his diet. I said, babe, you got to eat more fruit. That's just how it is. I said, haven't you ever had a peach? And he said, yeah, the canned peaches. And I told him, I said, you mean to tell me you have not had an actual peach? Like, you've not bitten into the peach and ate it right to the pit? You've not done that? Like, I have fond childhood memories of eating peaches. Well, part of it was easier for me because I had a peach tree in my yard. And I remember the days when we would go and harvest the peaches in buckets full, and we would give some to the neighbors, and we would sneak a peach to our rooms before they packed them up and wash, you know, of course, wash the fruit off. Sometimes we were kids. We didn't think to do it. We just bit right into it. But those were the days when you could eat raw cookie dough and stuff, right? So I remember that. And then you'd have the smell of peaches, and inside your house, you know, you'd have these bags of peaches that mom would get ready to give to the neighbors, and this overwhelming aroma of peaches just escaped, you know, but they're really good, you know, especially when you pick them right off the tree. Oh, they're so good. I don't know if a lot of people have had that experience, but most of us should have had the experience of getting maybe an apple, a pear, and, you know, even fruits that you may have had to peel first before you could eat it, like an orange. Most of us have had that experience where we've eaten canned food. The problem is that my husband is not only blind, he has cerebral palsy, and his parents were incredibly sheltering, and his mom was kind of OCD. She didn't want him to get dirty. So he never had the childhood experience of biting into a peach and eating it down to the pit. He never had experiences like that. And when I recorded him this morning. Yesterday, I ordered groceries from the market, and I picked out two yellow peaches. I love both the yellow and the white peaches, but the yellows were cheaper, so just trying to save a bit of money. But I do love them both. But I picked out a couple of peaches, and I said, I'm going to have a peach, because I just, when the summer comes around, you just gotta bite into a fruit and just taste the sweet fruit juice. And even if you get messy, what the heck, you know? So I went out and I bought peaches, and I recorded him this morning as he is getting the peach. I'm getting the peach ready. I'm washing it off. So, you know, he gets to see the experience of trying a fresh peach. So what you guys are about to hear is his reaction to it. And it's, for me, it's both sweet and it's also sad, because something as simple as eating a peach, I had that exposure as a kid, but not that many people, especially handicapped children, they don't get really simple, fun exposures like this. So something as sweet as eating a peach, I want to challenge all of you guys to go get a peach. I mean, seriously, go get a peach if you can. If you can't, an apple, a pear, anything that you like eating during the summer. Peaches are summer fruits for me. Anything you like eating during the summer if you can't get a peach at the market or something. So I'm going to go ahead and play this recording. And I will be back tomorrow for day 12. So listen to this guy's reaction, you guys. It's cute.
Yeah. Stop recording. Your stomach is growling like something came out of it. Well, are you ready to try a peach?
Yes.
Okay. I can't believe you've never had a real peach.
You ran out, babe. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
I'm old-fashioned, I guess.
No. Just your family didn't expose you to... No. And plus, we had a peach tree in our home growing up, so...
We never really had any of that.
But even so, it's like, I'm surprised your family didn't, like, buy you a peach from the market.
That's just it. That was just
okay, I'm washing it off right now.
Yeah.
I had to take the little stamp off.
Okay.
It's gonna feel a little fuzzy. But here you go. Let me get you a paper towel so you can eat over it.
Yep.
Because peaches are very juicy.
There you go. All right. Here we go.
So just bite into it and just don't eat the pit.
Okay, 1, 2.
See what I told you? See what I told you?
This thing melts in your mouth.
That's a real peach, Jeremy.
What the hell?
What the hell what?
I wonder why the hell they didn't give me any of these.
Because your family needs to learn better how to expose their handicapped children to new things. Sorry. In my honest opinion. I can't believe, like, even as a child, being exposed to something as sweet as a peach and biting it off the pit, like, with summer, oh my God. It's good stuff. Just remember, I told you, there's a hard pit in there. If you feel something hard, stop eating on that side and move to the other side. Okay, well, I'm going to go enjoy
stop recording.
My peach now.
Hey, guys. Well, that does it for today. So go out and get a peach. I challenge you to do that. If you can't get a peach, that's okay. Try another fruit. Just go out and get one of those fruits that you can just bite into and taste and really taste and really enjoy it. So that's going to be my recording for today. I hope everyone has an amazing day and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.